Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hoo-ah! Yes, indeedy. One more still to go. The bonus hour here on Hump Day, the Bobby Mack Show, with yours truly, the Attack Dog of the Right. A bombastic, loud mouth of the South. Great to have you along. And as always, your input is invited, encouraged, and welcome. Want to be a part of the conversation today? Just use the Ingalls Advantage talk line, 800-347-1063. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number, 71307. My email address, bob@1063.com. You know, of course, about the college bribery admission scandal. One of those involved a tennis coach. He was the tennis coach at Georgetown University and the University of Rhode Island, now accused of conspiracy to commit racketeering while he was with the Hoyas, Latin for what rocks, by the way. Gordon Ernst, who is 52. He also, turns out, when he was at Georgetown from 2012 to 2017, was the personal tennis instructor to former First Lady Michelle Obama and her daughters, Sasha and Malia. None of the Obamas are implicated in the scandal in any way because his former President Obama has gone to great pains to inform us his administration was scandal-free. Never had a scandal. We never had a scandal. My administration, not one, never had a scandal. Forget about Fast and Furious. Don't mention Benghazi. And certainly don't want to bring up Hillary's email server, and I quashed that one pretty good with the FBI and the DOJ. So no scandals. Yeah, this guy was Michelle Obama's personal tennis instructor. Ay, ay, ay. Let me see if I can catch up with the text line here quickly this afternoon. Bob, since Facebook is down, I'm going to have to figure out how my Uncle Billy's home mailing address, figure out what it is, and send him a strongly worded protest letter regarding his latest Donald Trump political meme. Gotcha. Geez, Bobby, I hope that Target woman used the restroom before the cops came because after chugging that six-pack, well, you know, yeah. Bobby, maybe Facebook should hang up the phone line and restart AOL. We can dial them up again. That ought to do it. Good Lord, I'm old. Yeah, Facebook crashed most of the day. I guess today you went to Facebook and what you got was, we're doing maintenance right now. We'll get back to your technical difficulties. Not to worry though, because, fortunately in my case, my MySpace page is still up. Yeah, it's still hot. Bobby, y'all talking like the midterms didn't happen. It's not going to be a landslide. We have our work cut out for us. Oh, I agree. I'm not saying we should, you know, just sit back and relax. But I am saying that the AOCs and the Tlaibs and the Omars of the world, I think, are hardly representative of mainstream America. Bobby, I'd love it if 20 Democrats ran for president and only Donald Trump ran for the Republicans. Well, the way it's going, we may end up with 20. Who knows? We got guys that are dog catchers in Toledo that now have announced they're running for president. Bob, these women are an embarrassment to women. Omar's openly racist. ACO is dumber than a box of bricks. They're tokens, unqualified and only in the positions they are because they're women, the exact opposite of equality. Well, they're all backed by this Justice Democrats group, too, and they are seriously dangerous. Bobby, I read that China has 1 million Muslims in prison camps. Well, they're just copying FDR, you know, in the 1940s, locking up the Nisei, the Japanese Americans, putting them behind barbed wire. And they did it with Italians, too, and Germans, people of Italian and German extraction. Bobby, isn't it funny how the Democratic Party calls Trump a racist bigot, but then conveniently turns a blind eye to the racism of members of their own party in Congress? Yeah. Couldn't even call them out and censor them. Bobby, we should let the 20 or so announced presidential candidates for 2020 take the first test flight on the new and improved Boeing 737 MAX 8. Oh, jeez. No, keep them up there. Keep them out in front. Bobby, Tara today discussed AOC's backers. I only caught the back end, said she was a model/actress. I couldn't agree more. How can I get the complete discussion? I listen often at a message. You do great work. Thank you from Ed. Ed, it's real easy. You can either go to my podcast or Tara's. I talked about this yesterday about the Justice Democrats and how they essentially conducted a casting call, not only that recruited AOC, but many others across the country. The Justice Democrats had something like 79 primary candidates that they backed in the last midterm election. So just go to Facebook.com. I'm sorry, go to our website, 1063WORD.com. Look for the audio tab on top. Isn't that what it says, Moneypenny, is audio? Yeah. Get the drop-down menu where it says audio, and you'll be able to have a full menu of podcasts to select from there, including Tara's and myself. We've both talked about this. Bobby, I heard on Tara's show these three rock stars were all recruited on casting calls by this nefarious group, the Justice Democrats. And by rock stars, I mean AOC, Omar, and Tlaib. Yes, that is correct. Bobby, if this Rick Singer character, he's the guy with the charitable group that rounded up $25 million to get the kids of Hollywood elitists and others into Tony colleges. If Rick Singer won't be sentenced for a few months, where will he be in the meantime? I don't know. I'm not sure if he made bail or not. Moneypenny can check on that and find out. Bobby, AOC's parents probably paid to overcome her lack of intelligence and get her in college. Too bad she was just as stupid after graduation as she was going in. Talk about wasted money. And this one, Bobby, the library at Furman is the James B. Duke Library. Well, isn't that funny? Bob, my mom told me there wasn't enough money to get me into college. It was a local community college. As far as sports, who knew poker wasn't a sport? I got it. Coming up on a quarter after six here on the Bobby Mack Show. Really nasty weather circulating through the nation's midsection. A bunch of like 1,300 flights canceled out of Denver. A bomb cyclone. Yeah, bomb cyclone to sock the central U.S. That and more when we come right back here on the Bobby Mack Show. Also in today's bonus hour, our hump day edition of Amazing True Facts. Welcome back. Great to have you along. Today, hands zipped along, hadn't it, Moneypenny? Mm-hmm. Yeah, been pretty quick. Hump day here. In on the text line, 71307. Bob, another reason why I love Bob McLean, he takes my text messages and edits them in such a way that makes me sound way smarter. Well, most of them don't need much help, fortunately. Bobby, since the 80s, one of the few things that makes me absolutely cringe, people laughing at progressive communist agenda. Oh, that'll never happen here in America. Mm-hmm. I remember the words of Rinaldus Magnus, who warned that our constitutional republic was only one generation away from losing our freedoms. And now we got a couple of generations totally imbued with the indoctrination system of our pinheads in ivory tower academia. Bob, AOC is just another example for parents not to send their children to public school or a public university. Bobby, I think Obama was recruited by those Justice Democrats. He actually was ahead of the power curve on that one. Bob, about the Justice Democrats, of those 79 they supported, they only got 4. Yeah, but you know the dangerous thing is that group was only formed in January of 2017. And by the 2018 midterms, they already had 79 candidates ready to run. That's a reason for pause. Bobby, I think Obama's college career was aided by that network. Still lots of questions there. No kidding. Bobby, I think Obama said they were never bothered with a scandal. And I'm sure he was never bothered. Yeah, true. Bobby just shows you how they have no scruples, no morals, no common sense. But that's why the Democrats, the Obamas, along with the other people who are trying to get their kids into college you don't deserve, are just losers. Bobby, did you serve in the military? No, a civilian contractor. Okay. Bob, here's a MSA man service announcement. Tomorrow, Thursday, March 14th, is International Man's Day. Really? I didn't know it. It's a real thing. It's a real thing. Love the show. Paul 51 in Greenville. Thank you. And I think that catches me up with the text line. Now, I mentioned before we went to the break, the bomb cyclone is on the way. Late season storm system forecast to explode over the central U.S. on Wednesday. I love the way, you know, they can't wait to drive you like lemmings panicked over the cliff. I mean, obviously, you know, we get severe weather in the winter. Okay, here's another example. This is what we use. I think it looks like, from what I see here, it looks like what we used to, as a recovering meteorologist, refer to as a triple axis convergence, which is not good. A bomb cyclone set to slam the region with blizzard conditions, heavy rains, and fierce winds that threaten to snarl travel for tens of millions of people. Oh, my goodness. It's going to have high winds and there's some of them right there. Didn't we have Ride Like the Wind as bumper music? Yeah. National Weather Service says the highly impactful winter storm will intensify over the central Rockies before pushing eastward through the central plains. Storm expected to reach the criteria of a bomb cyclone because it's going to be strengthened by dropping 24 millibars in 24 hours, according to Fox senior meteorologist Janice Dean. Now, what does that mean to you? 70 million people will potentially be affected by this storm system across the Plain States. Blizzard conditions, potential tornadoes, and flash flooding. A millibar is the measurement of atmospheric pressure, all right? You may notice when in hurricane season, they'll talk about millibars and the pressure dropping, and the lower it goes in a hurricane, the more devastating the potential for the storm to be. NOAA explains this can happen when a cold air mass collides with a warm air mass, such as air over warm ocean waters. The formation of this rapidly strengthening weather system, a process called bombogenesis. I think that's a bomb cyclone, what we used to refer to just as a triple axis convergence. You got warm air, cold air, and at the point of convergence, you got trouble. The same type of strengthening can happen to a storm that's over land, such as the storm today, expected to bring up to 18 inches of snow in parts of Colorado and Wyoming, possibly one of the strongest storms that Kansas has experienced. The National Weather Service office in Boulder urged people to cancel their travel plans this afternoon and evening, warning of whiteout conditions. I thought I saw on Fox, too. Yeah, Denver Airport closes all runways after canceling over 1,300 flights. Okay. Blizzard warnings from the Denver area all the way through Nebraska, Wyoming, into the Dakotas and northern Minnesota. Also a threat of flash flooding across the upper Midwest. Besides the heavy snows, the intensifying storm is going to bring hurricane-force winds blowing the snow around and very high winds up to 75 miles an hour along the southern side of the storm. That's where you could get the tornado activity as these systems come together. Very high winds will also affect large portions of the southern to central high plains, where high wind warnings have been issued. Wind speeds of 30 to 40 miles an hour with gusts over 60. This is potentially a dangerous wind event, said the National Weather Service office in Midland, Texas, which is also part of Hurricane Alley. The threat of severe weather remains on the eastern side of the storm, stretching from Texas into the Mississippi Valley for Little Rock and Memphis. Tell me about it. That's where I used to do weather. All major Metro Denver districts have already canceled school. They canceled school today. An avalanche injured a sheriff and his daughters yesterday when it smashed into their home in rural Colorado. Hinsdale County Sheriff Justin Casey was with his two teenage daughters in their home when the slide hit. Managed to call for help. About 15 rescuers found the family within an hour. The house is destroyed, completely destroyed. Man, nasty. And we can get these kinds of systems this time of year because we are right on the cusp here between saying bye-bye to winter and hello to springtime. And that's the kind of weather setup that can certainly prompt tornadoes. Now, Bobby, this is America. We use inches of mercury, not millibars. No, not at NOAA, not at National Weather Service. Bob, so a weather event, it's a bombogenesis. With AOC, that would be a bimbogenesis. Yeah, gotcha. Thank you. Bobby, is this anthropogenic bombogenesis? Just curious. Bobby, if cow flatulence is such a problem, it's a good thing we wiped out the bison. The planet would really be in serious trouble. We have those massive herds of buffalo running up and down the Great Plains, farting all the way. 6:29 here in the Bobby Mac Show. I hate that Annie has to follow that, but she's next in the news center, and I'm right back on the other side here on Hump Day. Amazing True Facts is on the way. Interesting question in on the text line. Bobby, didn't Phil Collins and Peter Gabriel play for bombogenesis?
What?
I don't think so. I think it's a little confusion on your part there. 22 before 7 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Here we go. Time for today's edition of...
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, Bob McClain presents Amazing True Facts.
Yeah. Thank you, Gary Goodvoice. Just happened to stumble across these two stories, and since Duke Energy is having a few meetings with their oh-so-satisfied customers. Had one last night in Spartanburg. One is going on right now in Anderson County. And tomorrow night at 6 down at County Square, they'll be hearing from their customers here in Greenville County. 27-year-old lawyer in New York, Tommy Straub by name. He got his electric bill. He lives in a 600-square-foot apartment in Queens. His electricity bill's usually like $74. But when he went to pay it online, he discovered it was slightly more than that.
I had assumed it was a problem. The $74 had turned
into the pay field into 37 million or so. And I tried to change it. And I, you know, was highlighting it, trying to backspace it, refresh the page. Nothing worked.
Tommy didn't panic. He tweeted, "Hey, Con Edison, I own a 600 square foot apartment in Astoria, Queens. I do not own the entirety of Manhattan Island. This is insane. Fix it."
Should your first step have been to contact Con Ed directly instead of via tweet?
I think so, but it probably at my, you know, in people who are my age or 27 or so, I just figured, you know what, I'll send them a tweet and I'll see if they direct message me in the morning. Yeah. It's not fun for me to go through a Twitter timeline with thousands of tweets or thousands of responses, people telling me that I'm lying. He said he's very sorry. You know, Con Ed apologized. They said, "You do not owe us $37 million. And they assured me that there was no issue.
Yeah, and like any good millennial, he tweeted about it and then complained about all the responses that he got as a result. That's not our only exemplar in this evening's Amazing True Facts. An elderly woman, also in New York, has reportedly received power bills of as much as $2,000 a month. Now, here's the interesting part. They've been addressed to a pole in front of her exact street address. Maria Sprizzo, 83, Staten Island, told the Staten Island Advance, the paper there, on Monday, the letters from Con Ed Utility Company began coming to her home in early 2018. She continues to receive bills at a near monthly basis, as well as termination notices. Yeah, yeah, if you don't pay up, they're going to turn off the power to this pole. Jeez. I'm reading this thing, and it says I owe him $2,000. I called Con Ed to no avail. Then I read it carefully. I noticed the letter was addressed to the pole. This is a wooden pole in front of my house. You don't write to a pole if you're normal. Whoever contended that Con Ed was normal. So there's our couple energy bill stories for the day. Meantime, a fox in a hen house got way more than it bargained for when a group of killer chickens turned the tables on their traditional foe and, believe it or don't, they pecked it to death. Yeah. Hen house at an agricultural school in France. The fox entered the coop at dusk and got trapped inside as hatch doors close when the sun goes down. When the sun came up, the body of the fox discovered the following morning by students at the school when making a routine check on the chickens. "There in the corner, we found this dead fox. There was a herd instinct, and they all attacked him with their beaks." Let that serve as a lesson, fox in the hen house. Guy in Charlotte, North Carolina, recently found the owner of a lost dog. He did it by standing out on a street corner for 3 hours. Yeah. I guess this is nice guys don't finish last. Jason Gasparick is his name. Saw a stray dog running around in traffic in Charlotte, a chocolate lab. He managed to catch it. Then he started trying to track down the owner. He took it to a vet, see if it was microchipped, and it did. But the chip wasn't registered to anyone, so then he posted photos on Facebook and a few other sites. Well, that didn't work. So the next day, he stood out on a street corner for 3 hours holding a homemade sign that said, "Do you know this lost dog?" Somebody took a photo of him, and it went viral. Somebody who knew the dog got in touch after that. The owner turned out to be an older gentleman who'd been driving around all day looking for his dog. Story doesn't end there, though, because once the photo went viral, ladies in Charlotte started going nuts for this guy, and a few of them have already asked him out. He says he's single, but recently got into a relationship, so he wants to take things slow. No word on if he's accepted any of the dates. And finally, if you're thinking about getting a dog because you feel it'll help you get off the couch and move around, in a few years, you and the dog will probably end up on the couch together. New study out of MSU, Michigan State University, go Sparty, found that dogs' personalities change over time. And in many of the cases, they actually take on some of the big personality traits of their owners. Could you say they are acclimating? The researchers found that people who are outgoing had dogs that were more active and excitable. People who are unhappy, sadly, had dogs that were more fearful and harder to train, and agreeable people had dogs that were less aggressive. Hey, how you doing? Good to see you. Got anything to eat? The results were a surprise to the researchers, who say, we expected the dogs' personalities to be fairly stable because they don't have wild lifestyle changes as humans do, but they actually change a lot. There you go. That's today's amazing true facts. Quarter before seven, right back on the other side, and we'll go to the phones. So we wrap up the closing minutes of Hump Day.
Bob McClain.
Welcome back. About 11 before 7 here. We're in the closing minutes, the bonus hour here on Hump Day. Let's go back to the phones. Catherine is next up. She is in my stomping grounds of Taylor's. Hi, Catherine, and welcome to the program.
Hi, Bob. I so rarely get a chance to defend the people of my native state that when they mentioned Newsom's executive order in California stopping the death penalty, I wanted to call and remind South Carolinians that in the 1960s, when I was a young girl, California eliminated the death penalty then.
Right.
And then Manson happened and the Zodiac Killer, and people were so outraged that they reinstated it. But that's why Manson stayed in the Gray Bar Hotel rather than being executed.
Right.
And what scares me with the sanctuary state business is that history is going to have to repeat itself over this nonsense.
Yeah, I'm afraid so. And what she's referring to is the lunatic who the people of California elected as their governor, Gavin Newsom, has now issued a executive order giving reprieve to a bunch of fine, upstanding citizens, serial killers, child murderers. Scott Peterson, you remember Scott Peterson murdered his wife, Lacey Peterson, who was 8 months pregnant. Lawrence Bittaker, the toolbox killer, part of a sadistic duo, raped and killed five teenage girls in the late 70s. And the list goes on and on. Kevin Cooper murdered Doug and Peggy Ryan, their 10-year-old daughter Jessica, and an 11-year-old neighbor. Randy Kraft, Marcus Wesson, Richard Allen Davis. He killed Polly Klass, you remember, the 12-year-old girl, kidnapped, molested, and murdered her. So all these people, I'm sure the taxpayers of California are thrilled now that they'll be keeping them in prison for the rest of their lives.
Yep. Well, the people, there still might be enough of us out there that remember some sanity, that hopefully this will fuel some resistance.
Yeah, it may. There may well be some blowback. How do you think the families of those whose lives have been changed forever by these murderous people, and I use that word very generally when I describe them in that fashion, they must feel really good knowing now that these people are never going to be executed.
Well, all I can say is that in the 60s, people rose up, and so there may well, if we hear about it with the media,
right,
there may well be some blowback from it.
It's fascinating because, the liberals absolutely control the entire state of California, and we can see what's happening out there. It's pretty pathetic. Catherine,
thanks
a lot for the call.
Thanks for letting me vent.
My pleasure.
Bye.
I appreciate the call. Good to have you here. While we're on the subject, there is a new list out of great places to live. Fox's Kevin Battle has a story.
They factored in recreation, housing, transportation, the economy, education, public and medical services, and the social and political environments. A global consulting firm ranking the best cities in the world to live. Mercer, not a fan of the United States. For the 10th year in a row, Vienna, Austria is number one. Zurich, Switzerland is second. That's followed by Auckland, New Zealand, Vancouver, and Munich. In fact, Germany had three cities in the top 10. The United States shut out of the top spots. Congratulations to San Francisco for rallying in at number 34. Boston and Honolulu followed. New York City came in 44th, followed by Seattle, Chicago, and Washington, D.C. The worst cities in the world to live, Baghdad, Iraq, the capital of Yemen, and Port-au-Prince, Haiti. Kevin Battle, Fox News.
Did you catch that? 34th on the list of best places to live. The top city in this Mercer, whoever they are, in their rankings, the top U.S. city in their list is San Francisco.
Wrong, wrong, wrong.
Yeah, no kidding. San Francisco. Yeah, careful where you step. Watch out for the needles left on the street by the homeless drug addicts, and certainly be sure to check the bottoms of your shoes. San Francisco, where they now have created a new team at taxpayer expense, no less, created a new team to go out and clean up the human feces that is on the streets of San Francisco. What they've done to that is a beautiful city, and what they've done to it with their progressive socialist agenda, pathetic. A texter says, 34th best city, the one covered in feces. Yeah, sounds like a great place to live. I have a good friend originally from North Carolina who moved out to California years and years ago, had a business out there, and he recently moved back to North Carolina because he's a conservative. So you can imagine what the environment was like for him out there. And, it's just incredible to see what they've done to that town. By the way, the San Diego police chief today blasted the sanctuary city policy after a previously deported illegal immigrant who had a rap sheet longer than your arm was arrested for murder in the brutal stabbing of a 59-year-old woman. Chief Eddie Garcia, this isn't about politics. This is about public safety. This guy could have been turned over six times. Arevalo Carranza, believed to be homeless, arrested for meth possession, cited and released, went on to murder this woman. God, how many more? That's it for today. See you tomorrow. Have a great hump day evening. Till tomorrow, God bless.
That's it, man. Game over, man. It's game over.
Well, kids, that's our show for today. And now, in the words of Mr. Cole Porter,
every time we say goodbye,
goodbye.
You say goodbye. What? And I say hello.
Hello. I must be going. I must be going.
So long. Farewell. Our feet are saying goodbye. I leave and heave a sigh and say goodbye.
Goodbye to you.
I'll be back.
Goodbye to you.
Goodbye.
Concludes our broadcast day.
Goodbye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.